fucking go. Yeah, he doesn't sleep but 2 hours a day.
Yeah, we'll make it work. All right, let's see. Okay. Robert Rocco, just talk into your microphone.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
That's how the cowgirl said. What does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with this speech. Oh, my God. Just a wire real quick. It's going to bother my OCD. Thank you.
Okay, so where do I look?
You can look at him.
You could look at each other. Yeah, it's
yeah, the off angle is actually really popular. So that won't be an issue. And plus, I'm going to zoom slightly just to make sure that we're in the shot really well.
Okay.
But anyway, so good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Unleash Your Potential, man. I'm so excited. We've been rolling out a couple episodes of this now. This is actually episode 6, you know, which is great. We're going to talk about Unleash Your Legacy. But before we do that, if you guys haven't been following us, my name is John Mercado. I am the host, and I'm here with my co-host, my best friend, Robert Avedia. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Man, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. And we've got a very special guest, man, Selena Billington.
Yeah.
One of my really good, close personal friends, Selena. And, man, I've been waiting for you guys to meet, you know, for a couple of months now.
I've been hearing about you for a while. Yeah.
All the good things. Okay. All the good things.
There's bad things?
Yeah, you're a Cowboys fan.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's begun.
That was good. I needed to squeeze that in there. Robert, hit the dismiss button for me real quick. I have the do not disturb on. It's just my calendar. Anyway. So hey, we're going to talk a lot today about unleashing your legacy, you know, but before we do that, I want to introduce everybody to Selena because her story, Robert, is so powerful, man. It's great. You know, so Selena, right now you're an estate planning attorney, right? That's what you do.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And you have your own firm.
I do.
Yeah. How long have you had your own firm for?
I've had it for 2 years. 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And before you got into estate planning, what were you doing?
Well, my legal career started out. I went to law school in New York. I was working at...
Let's go Northeast. Come on.
Yeah, big law firm in New York, in Manhattan, traveling, working the crazy hours. And I got everything I wanted. Yeah. I was on the path to partnership. And then realized it's not what you want anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like 32, single, childless.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing with my life? Working 800 hours a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm originally born in Minnesota, so more of a simple, small-town Midwestern girl. And I was like,
in the big city.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted. When you grow up in a smaller town, you're like, get me out of here, right? But then once you get in it, it's kind of like, okay, this isn't really driving with me. It's not, like, filling my cup anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So... hope and a prayer. I took an opportunity in Texas. I was working at a boutique firm doing tax litigation.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went from corporate law to tax litigation to estate planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were like Harvey Specter and suits, right, in the city doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you ended up here in Houston.
I did.
That's amazing.
I thought I'd be here for a year, maybe two tops.
And how long has it been?
Almost 6.
Wow. That's awesome. So you're almost Houstonian, right?
Almost. Well, I have a house here. It's the only place where I've like decided to plant roots. So I'm Houstonian now.
She's Houstonian. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not almost. She is.
Yeah. And Selena, obviously life has changed a lot since then, right?
Yeah.
And you're a mom, right? You know, so you're a single mom.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a single mom. You're a business owner. That's a lot to juggle. Wow,
that's
amazing, and a law firm, no less, a business, just not just a business, but a law firm, right?
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
A lot of patience, mindset. I mean, I'll be honest. I have a great support group of lawyers. So how I got trained, we're a group of 500 solopreneurs in our law firm. So we have coaching calls, mindset calls, a lot of mindset calls, accountability. Mm. We do our calendars as a group. There are like 80 of us every Monday who go on Zoom, and we're like, okay, let's get our calendars mapped out for the week to hold us accountable.
Yeah. So you have the right environment is what you're saying.
Absolutely. If I didn't have this group, I would have given up in 2 months.
Robert, what do we say all the time about environment?
2 months. Tops. I would have been like, oh, here's all this money. And then like, nope, let me find a job. Because it's hard starting a business.
Very hard. Well, it's hard in the sense of taking a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it's a path that is less traveled and you don't really know what the outcome is going to be. Where when you go back to a job, it's you're trading time for money, but you know exactly what you're going to make. You know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Where the other path less traveled, there's a lot of uncertainty. But in really reality, the guarantee is you.
Yeah.
It's based on what you do. But as far as environment, going back to your question, you're a product of your environment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, show me the five people you hang out with and I'll show you the six. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, true, false, or right or wrong. You're going to do exactly what those five other people do based on the mindset and environment, because we are subconsciously, right, programmed based on what we see the most.
That's right.
Yep.
And talking about legacy, oh my gosh. You're creating yours based on what you've done. Listen to your story of what you've done and the leaps of faith that you've taken. I'm going to Houston for a year. It's been six.
Yeah.
And you're going, wait a minute. This wasn't the plan, but okay, I'll follow through.
Yeah, my life has had a lot of turns and twists that, I mean, I've kind of been all over. But going back to where the people you surround yourself, I mean, I'm very close to my family. I love them, but we grew up, we did not have a lot of money, very poor. I surrounded myself. My mom, she divorced my dad when I was young, took us out to the suburbs because she's like, we're in Minneapolis, and like, you're going to turn out like me, a teen mom, if I keep you here. She took us to the suburbs. I found a great group of friends to like emulate, to kind of break the cycle of teen moms. The first one to go to college, first one to go to law school. And no one in my family owns a business.
Wow.
It's just like work hard and retire and put into your, like, my dad had a pension. He was lucky. Those don't really exist anymore.
Right,
but
my
mom's 64 and still working three jobs.
So what do you know about generational curses?
They continue unless you decide to break it.
And what made you decide to break it?
It's just kind of seeing the struggle, and then I had the friends where it wasn't as much of a struggle, and my mom, bless her heart, she is like a caretaker. She will take anyone in. She was born to like be a mother and take care of people, but like, I'm just like, I just want you to relax, and she can't because she doesn't have the money, right?
Yeah.
She has to keep working, and it's like, I don't want this for my life. I love her to death. She's like the best. She really is. But
talking about legacy, man, going back to legacy, this ties in so well. So your mom doesn't feel like she can stop because of the need for monetary purposes.
Yeah.
And you want to stop that, and you want to change the legacy of your family.
Yeah.
But instead of the need of monetary, you want to leave a monetary legacy.
Correct. Yeah, that's like never even been a forethought in either side of my family, my mom's side or my dad's.
Yeah,
no one ever thinks about that.
Yeah. I think I grew up the exact same way. My mom still worked, and my dad was a butcher for 45 years till he physically couldn't do the job anymore.
Yeah,
you know, and was medically tapped out of the career. You know, but I think that, and Robert, how long was your dad a police officer?
36 years.
36 years a police officer.
36 years.
My dad drove a cement truck. He got to retire at 52 because he started when he was 22.
Yeah.
But he's still working like part time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great book called Family Wealth by James Hughes. That's what I was looking up real quick. That book is incredible to be able to change somebody's mindset to go, how do I break these generational curses and start thinking differently to get the things that I want?
Yeah.
See, so many people see money as a bad thing. And the thing is, legacy is so many different things. It's not just monetary. There's so many different things you can do. But what is the true reason or the true definition of success?
Yeah.
You know, people go, oh, the cars, the money, the houses, the things that I did. No. Success is when you leave this world, when you go to heaven, is how many people can do what you do.
That's right.
Yeah. Thinking about legacy, so my first loss was my grandmother. It was 3 weeks before I went to law school. And at her service, the priest, what he said, if the world had more Betty Billingtons, the world would be a better place.
Wow.
You know, and it's kind of, it's monetary, but it's how you make people feel. Like, the stories you leave, it's, like, really wild. My stepdad knew my grandma, like, because they worked at the same hospital before he met my mom.
Wow.
And it was like, I know Betty. She's the best.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Talk about impact. That's yeah. huge. Like generational impact.
Yeah.
You know, and how old's your daughter now?
She's four.
She's 4 years old.
Wow. Yeah. So you had her here in Houston.
I had her here in Houston, 2019, and then right before the COVID? World got crazy, bought a house, and I was like, I'm staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Houstonian. Yeah. Yeah. She ain't going nowhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She ain't going nowhere.
That's right. You know, and, yeah. and so now you've had this unique opportunity, and I say unique to business owners like us,
yeah.
you know, that chose to walk in faith, right? That you can instill a whole different set of values in her.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and it's an amazing thing, you know, even with my daughter. It's like when all of us were growing up, we were programmed, right, to do well in, you know, in high school or grade
yeah.
school, and then
yeah.
go to college
education,
and then get
yeah.
a good job, and then we're gonna
job.
Have our dream life, right? And that doesn't really happen.
Why are you poking at me, bro?
Yeah, because we talk about this a lot, don't we?
You poking at the bear right now.
Yeah, and that, I think that's a real generational curse. Like that systematic programming, you know,
well,
what it's...
Yeah, like leaving New York even to come here. It's like, what are you doing? You have a great firm. It's a national firm. You're on a partner track.
Yeah.
Why would you ever leave this? Because my family is mine. I have made it. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm leaving success and stability.
Right. And that's it. You're leaving
stability.
Right.
Yeah.
And Robert, you know, I know how to pull this out of you. So Robert, when you and Araceli were at that stage of your life where she wanted a house.
Mm-hmm.
And how much money every month were you short for making that happen?
$500. And that's because we made, between her and I, we're making 100 grand.
Yeah.
But when we applied for the loan, they said we're short $500 to be able to get the loan.
Yeah.
And so what it was, she said, if you don't buy me a house, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I was like, but I already failed in one marriage. I don't want to fail in a
yeah.
second one. There's
yeah.
no way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, legacy at that time was survival.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because a lot of times we're going to go through these stages because we live in something that we call a program. Everyone looks at the Matrix, that movie. It's not a movie. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true documentary of the system that we live in, and everything's systematic. And the reason why is they want to have control over us instead of allowing you to be creative to go create what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll tell you is when it comes to building a legacy, you have to go out there and you got to write down your goals and dreams. If you wake up with a goal, with a vision, a dream that you have something next to you right there, so that way you can write down what it is that you dreamt of, because you will forget immediately.
Yeah.
And the thing is, those are the things that you want, that you so desire, because it's your subconscious mind showing you while you're asleep.
Right.
It's your subconscious mind making you realize what it is that you desire.
Yeah.
And what people don't realize is that 95% of our life throughout the day is subconscious reaction. It's subconscious life.
Mm.
Only 5% are conscious.
Right.
That we are living out the programs we have within inside of us, that if we want to leave a true legacy, then we have to change the programs that were given to us.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And Robert, and it's funny how a $500 need change your family's legacy, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
Tell us, what'd you do?
I see, I told you I was going to get it out of you. I told
oh,
you. I knew exactly how to get that out of him, man. I knew where it was going.
So it started with $500, and 6 months bought her a house.
Yeah.
It was at that point where I said, man, can I really make money here? I thought this was just a thing, you know? Got the house in 6 months. 6 months later, made $30,000 more. And in a year working this thing part-time, I made quite a bit of money. But the thing is, what I realized is that business is the key to having the things you want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That as long as you're at a job, they keep you under their control of what it is that they want to give you.
Yeah.
And they even dangle and they say, hey, we'll even give you Friday, you can take the rest of the weekend off, and I know you'll still come back on Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, lunchtime, we'll ring the bell. You can leave at 12, but you'll be back here at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to leave until the job's done.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going to pay you for that.
Yeah.
They institutionalize us.
Oh, yeah. And Robert, not to interrupt you, but because Selena had said something very powerful about, you know, her parents said, why are you leaving such a good job? What did, if you don't mind me asking, what did your dad say when you got...
Oh, man,
business?
You're going to do that too?
Yeah.
He asked me, he says, you really going to do that? And I said, yeah. And he says, you better not. I'll disown you. He says, you have a good job. You have no college degree. You got great benefits. I'll disown you. You make more money than your mother who has a degree. I'll disown you. 6 months later, he goes, hey, can you help me?
Yeah. I keep going.
And what it is, no, and the people that love you Listen to what I'm going to tell you. This is very important. It's key.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
The people that love you, it's not that they don't believe in you. They're trying to protect you from getting hurt.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Not realizing that your vision is not theirs.
Right.
And if they stop you, you allow them to stop you, you're going to stop the thing that's going to save them.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. And so many times they stop dead in their tracks and don't go after the thing that can change your family tree and generations forever. Yeah. I believe in the Bible it says you're supposed to leave for your children and your children's children.
Right.
Most people leave debt to their family today.
Right.
They don't leave a legacy. Look! Yeah. Wow, that struck something.
Yeah, you see that every day.
Wow. Okay.
See it every day.
Go ahead.
People don't know. Yeah. They don't know. A loved one passes, and they think they're fine, and then they find out there are $30,000 loans that their spouse took out, and that they're responsible for, or their credit cards that are open up, and they had no idea.
That's right. That's right.
You mean they're responsible for that? You know how many spouses go, well, I don't care. It's under their name. I'm like,
I think that your debt goes away when you die. Yeah.
Come on, bring it. Come on, keep going.
No, they are going to find a way to get paid back.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to find a way. And when you pass away, you have an estate. And the estate is responsible for your debts.
Now, I got a question. Because we're in Texas and it's a community property state, how does that affect all of that?
The spouse is responsible.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then why so many people think that they're not?
I don't think people truly understand what community property means and the legal implications that once you are married, if your spouse signs a document, a financial document or obligation, that means that you are tied to it because it is community property.
Right.
And the way we grew up, like I didn't grow up in a community property state, everything's separate unless you sign together. And that's the way business works and the rest of life works. You need to sign the document. How can you be adhered to this if you didn't sign the contract, right?
Yeah.
But it just works differently here.
Yeah, and Texas is that way. In fact, New Jersey is that way, surprisingly, right? You know, but I think the root of that is family, right? What a family does together, they grow together, they lose together, and I think that's the root of that, right? But we're gonna get ready to wrap up in just a few minutes, but I really would love to end on the note of there's the two different philosophies right now, right? There's still that old school. When I say old school, I mean like from our childhood, old school thinking. Not old school like back in the day, right? But from our childhoods, it was, you work for 30 years, you retire if you can. But in the meantime, you know, you're going to Monday through Friday, you're going to be at your job and you're going to plan for the weekend and take one trip a year, maybe, you know, if you could afford it, right? You know, or
camping,
the other.
That's what we did.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Camping.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I can see that in Minnesota.
It's been expensive.
Yeah.
How'd I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, that must be that. You know, even though inexpensive, it must be beautiful Minnesota. And,
it is.
Yeah, there's mountains and stuff like that, or
no mountains, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, that's awesome.
She right now, you know what she's doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's remembering all those visuals that she has. I can see it in her. I saw it in her. Yeah, I saw it. She was like, oh yeah, lakes, forests. She's visualizing all those memories.
Yeah,
they're good memories. They are. Yeah,
but on the opposite side of that, what you know, Robert has his hands on, what I have my hands on, what you have your hands on, and what so many people today I think are making that mindset shift is that you can have so much more if you're willing to sacrifice a little bit of stability, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the people that created that, they broke the generational curses and created generational wealth are people that decided to walk in faith and plan for future generations, right? Not just their own. I know there's something brewing in there.
So when you say they have to sacrifice stability, think about that.
The short-term stability.
Well, I don't even think there was ever stability.
Mm.
And the reason why I say that, because if you think about it, when you have a job, you're not in control. There's no stability there.
No, you're right.
You're limited to the income that you're going to make.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what kind of stability is it struggling, living paycheck to paycheck, not being able to pay the rent, the mortgage, and having to go get a loan and then being in debt? Yeah. That's not stability. That's stress.
And having to pick up two or three jobs, too.
Yeah, stability. I'll tell you what stability is. Stability is you have the income that when there's a need, you instantly pay it.
Yeah.
That when there's a want, you instantly get it. Mm-hmm. That when there's a desire, you instantly chase it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's stability.
Yeah.
But there's no way you'll ever get to stability always being on a fixed income of what someone else thinks you're worth,
right,
versus an income you going out and earning what you know you're worth.
That's right.
And what I'll tell you is every one of us and everyone listening, everyone here, everyone that connects with this video, I'm going to tell you something. You're worth so much more than what people are telling you.
That's right.
You're worth so much more than what anybody can put on you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you got to make a decision to go work for it.
Yeah,
you
got to make a decision.
Yourself. Yes.
Bet on yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's going to be the tagline for today's podcast. I'll put that in the show notes. There's a bet on yourself. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We're going to have Unleash Your Potential on the front and Bet on Yourself on the back. I know I'm dead serious. We're totally going to do it.
Yeah.
But hey, we're going to wrap up. You know, so as we close things out, listen, if you guys want to connect with Selena, okay, she's one of my favorite attorneys. If you want to connect with Selena and talk about estate planning, just reach out to her. I'll put her contact info in the show notes as well. But Selena, you have Instagram, right? Do you know your handle?
Billington_law.
So go reach out to Selena and just pick her brain, because she is a well of knowledge.
Did you say she's a wealth of knowledge?
She is a wealth of
both.
Knowledge. Yeah, she'll give you both, right? But hey guys, we're gonna sign off. You know, we're so glad you chose to plug in today to Unleash Your Potential. We're gonna be back again next week with more nuggets and more ways to level up and become the best version of yourself. Houston and everywhere else listening, take care. Have a good day.